Sin Nun Gimel Sifalis. Shnei Batim v'shnei Tidei L'shus HaRabim. Two houses, each one is on the other side of the L'shus HaRabim, facing one another. Vein Shalav and Ephod. They belong to one person. Oshel Shnayim v'Ivu only made an air between the two of them. Im Shnei Shovim to the same height. Mutal Lizrok Mizel is there. You're allowed to throw from one to the other. So the reason why we need this Erev here is because there's no Erev, you're not allowed to throw from one half to the other, considered to be Shriyev, because there's a lack of Erev. Forget about the Shriyev. It is an Erev, so there's no problem of transferring from one Shriyev to the other. We have another problem of that you have a Shriyev in between them. But we're talking about a case where they're not on the first floor, but they're one floor up at least, so they're more than 10 floor above Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, the ear space between the two of them does not have the status of Rishus HaRabim, because anything above 10 floor from Rishus HaRabim is a Mokum Tur. So therefore, the lattice row from one to the other. Also, but if they're not the same height, one is higher than the other, you cannot throw, because you have to be have very good aim to get to the other person, and there's a shash, you're not going to have a good shot, and it's going to fall to the ground, and you come to carry. Hello, even that situation, which you may not get to your destination, it will fall to the ground, but if it's a kli, that will break. When it falls to the ground, pottery, glass, and the like, there's no problem, because once it falls and breaks, you're not going to pick it up anyway. If the rishus between these two houses is only a rishus ram to rabbanon or karmelis, then they were not, they didn't make this, they permit you to throw from one to the other, even if one is higher than the other. If you have what they call here in Israel in the passage sticking out to the Shus HaRabim, sticking out of the house, some type of balcony, a porch on the second story, yeah, the Mala Mei Asor. So this porch is more than 10 feet above the ground. The Yeshbo Arva Arva, and this has dimensions of 4x4 Tzvachim, which is the dimensions of the Shus. The Chalon Abayis Patuachlo, and to get to there, you can get to, through the window in the house. The window has to open to this porch. So, where is the aloha? Stam shemalov, you're allowed to use it. So, what is the status of these issues? So the Mishnah Berurah says, hey, if the chalon, this window was opened directly into this area of the this balcony. So, since you use it together with the house, because you take things through the window, put them into that area, it's considered part of the Shus HaYochid. But even if the window is not directly open to it, it's on the side, even so, you're allowed to use this area. Why? Because since it's about more than 10 tefachim above the ground, it is a Mokum Petur. So you're allowed to take from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Mokum Tur. So if the window is directly open to this area, or there's a door going straight into that area, it's considered part of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and there's no discussion, it's obviously you can carry from Shasiyah to that area. Even if you have a window to the side, and you have to reach out to get to that area, but since it's 10 above the ground, it's a Mokum too, it'll be less than 10 above the ground, then it's already a problem. Yeah. Because since it's within 10 of the Shazarabin, it's within the usage area of the Shazarabin people also. And Mela, we can't look at it as being subordinate to the house, and it has the status of a Carmelist. So now they take from the house to a Carmelist.